Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghis, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 296. Yesterday we started learning the SBS of the epidermis. We learned its biological conflict in detail, the separation conflict or wanting to separate. Before going further, please note that a separation from home is not usually taken as a separation conflict, but taken as a territorial loss conflict because this separation does not relate to the skin in biological terms. Another point to be noted is that the SBS of the epidermis follows the outer skin sensitivity pattern, meaning hyposensitivity during the conflict active phase and the epileptoid crisis and hypersensitivity in the healing phase. As I told in the beginning of the study of the epidermis, there are a large number of important and commonly seen medical conditions in both active phase and healing phase of the epidermis program. Let us start with the conflict active phase. There is ulceration in the epidermis at the area or areas associated with the separation. This ulceration usually go unnoticed because they are microscopic in size. But with continuing ulceration or continuing conflict activity, the skin may become dry, rough, flaky, pale and cold from poor blood circulation. Finally, the skin may get cracked to cause fissures that may even bleed. If the conflict is both intense and long-lasting, the skin may look opened at the ulcerated area. Ichthyosis is a skin condition with a typical fine scales similar to fish scales occurring on the epidermis due to long and intense conflict activity. When there is a severe form of ichthyosis, the conventional medicine calls it by the name Netherton syndrome. Since they do not know the cause, they assume it to be caused by genetic reasons. Similar is the case with the very common medical conditions known as dandruff and hair loss. Only the GNM knowledge of separation conflict can give reasons for the flaky skin shown as dandruff and deep ulcerated epidermis known as alopecia or hair loss. Alopecia in pets also is common. The hyposensitivity occurring during the CA phase of the SBS of the epidermis is a very important point to be remembered. It is due to the loss of epidermal cells. If the separation conflict is very severe, the skin can become completely numb. It can sometimes occur on a particular limb like a leg or arm. This may confuse with a stroke. Epileptoid crisis during the healing phase also can give similar sensory paralysis of the affected parts of the skin due to brief reactivations of the conflict. Another very characteristic symptom during the conflict active phase is a short-term memory loss. The biological purpose of it is to temporarily forget the one who was torn from the skin by blocking out the memory. Dr. Harmer noticed in the animal world, a mother cat is not recognizing its offspring once they are separated from it too early. The short-term memory loss is found to reach into PCLA, the first part of the healing phase. In children, the poor memory is explained as learning difficulties or focusing problems and are diagnosed as attention deficit disorder or ADD. If in the case of adults, this condition is labeled as dementia, but the conventional medicine does not know that it occurs due to long-lasting separation conflicts. It will be useful for you to note here and remember that a short-term memory loss is a common phenomenon occurring during any biological special program in the conflict active phase reaching into PCLA involving the sensory, post-sensory and premotor sensory cortices because in biological terms, the squamous epithelium of the entire organism is associated with a separation conflict. Examples of this phenomenon can be found in the SBSs of the milk ducts, mouth surface mucosa, nasal mucosa, or the upper two-thirds of the esophagus. Friends, there are many more medical conditions that are commonly met with in clinical practice linked to epidermis. We will take up one after the other in the days to come. What is important for anyone in the study of the SBS of the epidermis and of any other organ is the awareness that there are very specific psychic conflicts called biological conflicts in GNM to trigger that specific biological special program we call as diseases. From now onwards, no one needs to have a fear of diseases if he has the knowledge of GNM. This is a great gift to humanity by Dr. I.K.J. Dhamer. It is our bounden duty to learn it and teach it to others. My best wishes are always with you. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.